Music has always been a significant part of my life, especially hymns. So let me start with a few lines from one. All the way my Saviour leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? As I look back on my life, I can certainly see God's faithfulness, provision, protection, and guidance, sometimes in big events and ways, but also in the regular everyday things. One example of his protection happened when I was a toddler and fell over the side of an outside first floor set of stairs onto a concrete path. But a rubber tire had been unintentionally left there, which saved me from serious harm or worse. I was thinking yesterday about going to music lessons when I was in primary school and early high school, but I had to go on my own, first by bus and then train, and then walk a mile through a largely Lebanese community. Yet God protected me all the time. I was blessed to have a Christian upbringing where I was raised, nurtured, and encouraged to know God, his salvation and forgiveness through his son Jesus, and to follow God's ways. As a young child, I asked Jesus to be my saviour, and through the years, the understanding of what it means for Jesus to be Lord of my life developed with different ages and stages. It was my dad who encouraged me to go to Beach Mission, which led also to Scripture Union camps, where both Bob and I later served. I see God's guidance and direction in my education, then going to Teachers College at Wagga. It was there that I first met Bob, and 4 years later we married and came to Narrabri, where we taught and were involved in the Anglican Church here. We raised our two children, Jeff and Alison, and God has also guided in their education, careers and spouses, and with their 5 daughters between them. Who would have thought when Bob and I went to New Zealand in early 1999 that half our family would be living there? God has provided in so many ways. The house, university education for the kids, their weddings, etc., etc. We never had a large bank balance. It wasn't a day-to-day existence, but it was pretty much a pay-to-pay existence, but God always provided what was needed. Even with Bob's cancer, his treatment and passing, God guided. He may not always tell us the reasons, but he does say, "Trust me." God has certainly proved his faithfulness, protection, provision, and guidance these past years. What of the immediate future before heaven? I'll let another hymn express my thoughts. I do not know what lies ahead. The way I cannot see. Yet one stands near to be my guide. He'll show the way to me. I do not know how many days of life are mine to spend, but one who knows and cares for me will keep me to the end. I do not know the course ahead, what joys and griefs are there, but one is near who fully knows. I'll trust his loving care. I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow with its problems, large and small, I'll trust the God of miracles, give to him my all.